Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America great again, keep America great, bring back jobs. As soon as Trump got in, the stock market doubled because people said, oh, we're open for business again. We weren't under globalism.
In 2016, the Department of Labor predicted that Americans would continue dropping out of the workforce in record numbers. They predicted and projected a decade of sluggish growth, and they expected unemployment over 5%. And really 6, 7, and even in some cases 8% for years to come. The so-called experts said the Americans had no choice but to accept stagnation, decay, and a shrinking middle class as the new normal. I knew that if we lifted these burdens from our economy and unleashed our people to pursue their ambitions and realize their limitless potential, then economic prosperity would come thundering back to our country at a record speed. Today, I'm proud to stand before you as President of the United States to report that we have delivered on our promises and exceeded our expectations by a very wide margin.
Richard Reeves, my good friend, sends me a clip of Patrick Byrne, who is advising Trump for many months. I knew this, didn't want to tell people, he didn't want me to. It was at the White House with Powell and with Flynn for 4 hours last week. They did discuss civil emergency. They did discuss the Insurrection Act because we're facing a foreign takeover.
All of these people are being told, if you do good work and get the president out the door on January 20, there'll be jobs waiting for you, $1.5 million, $2 million jobs at Sullivan Cromwell and places like that. You'll be accepted in socialite circles in New York. If you don't, all that goes away. And numerous younger people in the administration are being told, just get the president to concede. Just get him to concede. Help him get in transition mode.
Trump is totally surrounded. Basically, he's got less than 10% of his original staff. The Marines are still there flying around the helicopter. That's about it. But everybody copping out on Trump. We elected him. It's not about even his policies at this point. It's that globalists are involved in a hostile takeover with Joe Biden, who says America is doomed.
This country is doomed.
They don't want America to even exist. They're globalists that have parlayed a deal to end the country and use our diversity as a weapon against us, okay? And God tells me, you don't sit there and engage in this type of evil. You don't play God. Well, Bill Gates broke that rule.
This virus, are we looking at 2022, 2023, when we feel like we'll have this virus under control around the world?
A few things, like getting their health systems and vaccination rates back up. And you can probably get that back in shape within 3 or 4 years. The poverty impacts and educational impacts will be more like 10 plus years.
I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine, but within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have Bell palsy now.
We support you.
I do know my rights. Please do not touch me. Do not touch me. Do not touch me. Do not touch me. It is our constitutional right. You do not have, you are public servants, you do not have the authority to, you do not have the authority to impose any of your fake codes, California codes, on us or our children. It is our constitutional right.
What, if anything, will change in 3 weeks under President Biden? I mean, what policy levers can be pulled that haven't yet already been tried?
Well, you will see him invoking the Defense Production Act. The idea there is to make sure that the personal protective equipment, the test capacity, and the raw materials for the vaccines are produced in adequate supply so that those aren't limiting steps in all of this. And I think you're also going to see a major increase in testing. You're going to see a lot more testing because if we don't see those invisible, so to speak, the mild and asymptomatic cases of disease, if you don't know they exist...
We'll be back. Stay with us. The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality Turbo Force and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that is more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it. Institutions, as well as the United Nations and Big Pharma, despite their attempts, their fraud is coming out. Despite all the attempts by the globalists, despite all the attempts by the globalists and their minions, despite the Chi-Coms, despite the EU, despite Hollywood, despite the mainstream media, despite Big Pharma, despite all the leftist sheeple running around bleeding and, you know, demanding that we submit to their endless medical martial law tyranny, we have hundreds of thousands of doctors and scientists and epidemiologists and nurses that everywhere are educating people in mass about the real science of COVID-19, where it came from, and what really happened. Now, let me just briefly recap this incredible information. Last hour, at the end of the hour, I showed you CDC statistics that NPR is linked to themselves when they're hyping up into the world and the hospitals are full. But when you go to the CDC's own numbers that we have the maps for right here, and you click on Travis County, where Austin, Texas is based, where they're saying there's basically martial law is needed and lockdowns are needed and all this craziness is needed, and you find out that the hospitals are at 9% capacity and they've got 77 serious COVID patients. And let me show you those numbers. But here it is at 9% capacity at the hospitals. 9%. Zoom in on that if you can. And then here's the Austin American Statesman article about it saying 77 people in the hospitals with COVID. And if you continue here, you see the headlines around the country. Hospitals across the U.S. reaching breaking point as coronavirus surges. Oh, they're turning away the ambulances, but we've got reports in the U.S. and the U.K. that they're shutting down all those extra emergency centers that they set up, that they're closing those. Emergency hospitals are being dismantled despite claim of hospitalizations worse than the first wave. But here's the article out of KXAN Television. In Texas, curfew a possibility for Austin as ICU beds run low. But I just showed you from the CDC's own website. And the easiest place to find the sub-area of the CDC website is to go to an article that is in NPR. And that's right here. Federal data reveals which hospitals are dangerously full this week is yours. So when you hear that on the local news, you can go check your city, your county, by just going to that article, and it's got a link to it. So they tell you it's all doom, they're all full, everyone's dying, record evil. None of it is true. And they are counting people that have the flu or have pneumonia as COVID-19, people that have heart failure. They're calling it COVID-19 because they get $53,000 extra dollars when they do it. Wow, is that not totally and completely insane? But guess what else is going on with COVID-19? Jeffrey Epstein's last cellmate, who was transferred out of his cell the day before he got his neck broken, dies from coronavirus. At first, they wouldn't say why he died suddenly. But now they're saying it's coronavirus. And, of course, again, if you get hit by a car, if you get eaten by a shark, if you die jumping out of an airplane, skydiving, they call it that. If you die on a motorcycle, they call it. If you die of a gunshot wound, they call it that. So talk about Bill Barr tying up loose ends. Jeffrey Epstein's last cellmate dies from coronavirus. Report says, Fox News, the last man known to have shared a jail cell with the late Jeffrey Epstein one day before he was killed, has died of coronavirus. Or did the Easter Bunny kill him? F. Rain Rains, 51, was found dead November 27th inside his mother's apartment in New York City. Police confirm to the New York Daily News. Oh, found dead. Epstein liked to read a lot, and he kept himself. He wasn't a problem starter or too loud. My uncle said he was a good cellmate, his niece said. The Daily News reports that Reyes was transferred to a private prison the day before Epstein hanged himself in August 2019, and it was there that he contracted the coronavirus. Oh, so he was found dead in his apartment, and they're telling you it was coronavirus. Let me tell you who else died of COVID-19. Please pull up the Zapruder film, please. That's right. Little did you know, but the coronavirus, COVID-19, got in a time machine and went back to Dallas in the fall of 1963, and that's how John F. Kennedy died. In fact, Hitler died in World War II. People thought he escaped to Argentina. Through this coronavirus killed him, too. The Hindenburg was brought down by the coronavirus. I mean, it's that ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. He's found dead in his apartment, and now the same corrupt New York system tells us that that's what happened. Absolutely insane, absolutely incredible, absolutely over the top. Now, I haven't hit all the other coronavirus news. I think I skimmed over the first three or four articles of about 40 articles I've got right here. So let me just read you, just give you an idea of what's going on. And a lot of this you would have already heard from us. We warned you it was all coming because it's all in the UN plan. People keep asking, how do we know all this stuff's coming? Well, because it's a UN plan. It's like you're reading a play, and if you've already read the play before you go see the play, you know what's going to happen. So let's just go over it for you right now. World Health Organization, bigger pandemic than COVID is coming, and world governments need to counter it. Remember Bill Gates said that on television a few months ago. He said, oh, this is just a drill. The real one's coming. You've been such good slaves that you've behaved so well, so we're going to use this even more. Whistleblower, globalists planning more lockdowns to usher in universal basic income. Well, yeah, I mean, whistleblower, hell, it's Klaus Schwab and all them admit it. I mean, it's right there. Of course, it's now admitted that China is bragging that the COVID will destroy us and keep us locked down. Not COVID, but the lockdown from it, because they control us. And then the globalists are all invested in China, so their investments all go up. Then after a decade of us being in a depression, they bring the money back from China and buy it all up, pennies on the dollar. Continuing here, UK professor lockdown. Again, this is the UK professor who designed the lockdown, brags adopting Chi-Com model allowed British government to get away with the shutdowns. And China's example helped them lead the way, and now the UK is the example of the world for future lockdowns. Rubio says elites tricking Americans into taking vaccines and that we shouldn't trust them and that the elites are in a bubble. Wow. Appeals court says Governor Cuomo's lockdown restrictions on religious gatherings violated the Constitution, but they still keep doing it, saying your church is non-essential, your restaurant's non-essential, your bar is non-essential, your dojo's non-essential, your auto parts store is non-essential. But all the big establishment things, and when Cuomo wanted to go and let the Grammys go forward, or was the Emmys? It was the Emmys. He then got an Emmy for the great job he's done with COVID. How sick and disgusting. Nobel Peace Prizes are worthless. Emmys are worthless. Oscars are worthless. These are like anchors around your necks. These are signs of how disgusting you are. UK, again, continues its lockdown. Epic unmasked woman stands her ground when confronted by masked Nazis. I played part of that earlier. I'm going to play the whole thing when we come back. Horror, Nashville, nurse gets Bell's palsy from vaccine. We're going to play that again. And then I've already mentioned this, but here it is. John Hopkins University newsletter ran studies saying COVID relatively no effect on deaths in the U.S. Then deleted it after publication because they pointed out, well, the year's not over. Well, they did year to date. They did January 1st, 2019 to the point in September they were. They did the same thing here and found the same amount of deaths roughly. Well, they said, well, that isn't for the whole year. So now we're almost, the year is almost over. I went and looked at the numbers. Looks like there'll be less deaths in 2020 total than last year. It's all a hoax. It's all a fraud. It's all a scam. Here's the newsletter right here. A closer look at U.S. deaths due to COVID-19. And remember, they're using all the fake stuff, people that died of other things, as COVID death. That's why the numbers are staying relatively the same. New study of 10 million Chinese finds asymptomatic COVID spread never existed. Everything we were first told isn't true. Journalists hounded after pointing out that only old and sick die from COVID. They just put that on the death certificate of everybody that dies now. Former CDC chief calls for immunity passports to prove COVID vaccine before travel, even though the head of the WHO says it won't even protect you. And the insurance companies, the same ones making money while all the hospitals are shut down, not giving care, are the ones pushing the whole deal. They'll be back. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tennessee, in Nashville. And people gone and checked. She's a nurse. It happened to her. It's happening all over the place. They admit that you can get Bell's palsy or your face being paralyzed or a lot worse. Guillain-Barré's, narcolepsy, permanent epilepsy. Well, you just have a convulsion and die, too. That's what happens to a lot of little babies when you take vaccines. But this vaccine, they admitted, is going to have a lot more reactions. Bill Gates admitted than other vaccines. It is not a vaccine. It's an mRNA mutagen that just begins cell by cell to take over every cell in your body, reprogramming them. And it's got the whole genome of a dead boy from 1966 in it. That's in the patent of the Pfizer one. It's got jellyfish genes. And you go study the other mRNA ones, they're even crazier. And even top scientists say, we don't know why they're putting jellyfish genes in people. We just know this is really, really dangerous. So we don't just need resistance to this. We don't just need Congress to stop the censorship and not let big tech engage in a cover-up because they're partially owned by Big Pharma. Google and others are merged with Big Pharma. Bill Gates is heavily invested in Facebook. Zuckerberg basically works for Bill Gates. This is racketeering to have big tech with Big Pharma, with the media, suppressing consumer reviews. And people that don't want to take this, and they've got liability protection, and they admit it reprograms our cells? I mean, imagine 20 years ago, we were talking about Monsanto taking over all the crops with their GMO and don't produce seeds anymore that produce new plants. So you got to buy it each year from them. And then all the weird health problems that animals have eating the GMO that are in studies. Now they're going to go in and make you a GMO product? They were announcing, we're going to release a mRNA vaccine into oak trees that changes the genetics of all oak trees, people be against it. But they're doing it to humans. And the reaction is so bad, they go, oh, there's no long-term problems. They did no long-term studies. So they're just setting the precedent to hurt us out in the open and to get all the hospitals and the doctors and the media on board. So when this causes mass carnage and mass death, like autism, but worse, everybody goes along with the cover-up because, well, we all did it for the right reason. My grandmother was a great lady, but she's like, Alex, I know that I told you and your mother told you that I got polio from the polio vaccine, but I decided the doctors meant well, and I don't want you to talk about it or tell my story. It's just not Christian to be a troublemaker. Paralyzed her. She's a beautiful woman. Had two children. My mother was 4 years old when she got it from the second round of the polio shot, and the doctor told her she got it from the live virus polio vaccine. And my grandmother was on crutches for the rest of her life in excruciating pain. But she said, that's okay. See, we adapt to accepting them violently attacking us. Yeah, Bill Gates, they admit Reuters is the number one cause of polio worldwide is vaccines. But so what? Paralyzed little black kids is liberal. He gives money to Black Lives Matter, which says sterilize men and don't have a family. It's the same message. Die, 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 die. And now some pro-vaccine YouTubers went out, one black lady and an Asian guy, to this clinic. And they were like, wait a minute, why are you giving the Asian guy one vaccine and her another? Well, there's one for men that does something for men and one for women. You're like, I thought it was for COVID-19. It's a little special. No, we got something for you. That's how it works. But here, let's go to this poor lady, Ms. Mitchell, there in Tennessee, and what happened to her in Nashville.
Hi, I am a registered nurse in Nashville, Tennessee, and my name is Kalila Mitchell. I'm reaching out to everyone about the COVID-19 vaccination. I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine, but within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have Bell palsy now. And as you can see, I can't smile. I'm trying to smile. I'm just kind of embarrassed for it. But I just want everyone to know that I think this vaccination is the worst thing ever. And I would not give this to anybody, even my worst enemy. Please, America, they do not care about us. Do not take this vaccination.
Ma'am, it's worse than that, sweetheart. They want to kill you. They want to kill me, okay? And they want to normalize it and have you just take it, okay? Bill Gates has followed it all on record. His main mission is to take out black folks. But he wants to get everybody, don't worry. But he's liberal, so it's okay. It's like Apple runs the biggest death camps in China. It's all right. He's liberal. He gives money to Black Lives Matter. And he's gay. So it's okay. It's okay if you're gay to kill all day. Gay, gay, gay. Okay, let's go ahead and go to the owner of Bread and Barley in Southern California, where the code enforcers come to fine him for staying open when McDonald's across the street gets to operate because they're a big chain. They're essential. You're not scum. So he blocks in the code enforcer and the cops come. Here it is.
Oh, yeah, I'm blocking this out. Yeah, because he wants to come in here and say, I don't want you to work, so he can't work either.
Where do you work?
Bread and Barley, right there.
Are you, what's
your name? I'm Carlos Roman.
This guy, yeah. The owner of Bread and Barley?
Yes.
Okay. You're the owner of Bread and Barley, right? So,
this guy's
saying that you can't work?
Yes.
The house
department.
The house
department? Yeah, he decided to come today and take pictures of people outside and say that you've got to find us and we can't work out. So if we can't work, he can't work.
Does he need to
be a favor? No, I'm just trying. Yeah, John f***ing Chris. Because I am in that truck. Someone's coming. I'm not moving.
We're talking to you, right? But so the traffic can get through.
This is what happens when people
go.
Get desperate. I'm desperate.
Okay,
who's going to pay her parking? Who's going to pay my cook's rent?
Listen, I will get a supervisor out here for you because it's not hard on us. So the traffic can get through.
I want it to be hard on everyone. I want everyone to see how hard it is.
And the police officer doesn't know what to say because he's like, you see, I'm non-essential, I'm shut down, he's shut down. He's blockading me, I'm blockading him. This is siege. How would the cops like it if somebody came and took all their paychecks or fired them? Oh, the left's telling you that too. They're saying you're non-essential. This is a takeover. They're essential, you're not. Stop complying with this crap. It's illegal. And again, everybody's shifting from big box stores and big restaurants to little ones. This is the big ones waging war and making you go to them. It's so elementary. It's so villainous. It's so insane. We're going to shift gears to the campaign and the battle to stop the steal with Ivan Raiklin. Straight ahead, Infowars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, and Fan.video. Fan.video. Fan.video.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.
theresistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, if you see the new Wonder Woman movie, which I actually went and saw Sunday night, it's, for as stupid as those movies are, it still had a lot of messages in it. It was still entertaining. The villain basically takes over, mind controls the U.S. president, who's Ronald Reagan. It's Wonder Woman, 1984. And he takes over the EAS emergency satellite system that's able to commandeer all of the media in the world. This is a cartoon version of it. But they do have satellites that can do that. They do have big jamming systems on the ground. EAS is wired into all the major radio and TV stations, cable stations, and broadcast stations. Most of the stations we're on here in the United States are directly wired into it. A few of their sub-channels aren't. And any engineer will tell you that. But beyond EAS, what I call 2.0, 3.0, remember all the stories 12 years ago or so about Obama and this kill switch they were putting in? And they said that it won't be like where they totally kill the Internet or TV. Messages will be put into your phone browser, into your computer browser, into your car's TV monitor communication system, your display. And people said, oh, Jones is crazy. That'll never happen. I was reading what was in the federal bills, what was in the law. Now, Obama, before he left in the Defense Authorization Act of 2017, which, again, they passed in 2016, which he signed right before Trump was inaugurated 4 years ago, said that they put billions of dollars into Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act, and then that was put into the COG and the EAS system. So when Ivan Raiklin at Twitter, R-A-I-K-L-I-N, a former Green Beret, a recovering lawyer, ultra-marathoner operating at the intersection of national security, startups, politics, and law. He also does a lot of stuff with DuckDuckGo. He does a lot of stuff with General Flynn and has been at the Defense Intelligence Agency. When he comes out in his tweet, and Trump's been retweeting him lately, and says Trump needs to take control of the EAS system, I have tried to tell Trump. Doesn't mean he commandeers the NFL. It doesn't mean he breaks in over every channel, though that might be needed. He can still do that from the Resolute desk and just everybody tune in anyways. But messages from him in the browsers, instead of you have an Android, if you have an iPhone or any other system, you see those hard-coded messages at the top of Apple News. Or when you type in anything about COVID or about the election, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, it has messages at the top and sometimes overrides you and sends you somewhere else. That's the phase-in of the EAS system 2.0 that the Democrats put into place. So Trump never learned about that. They kept him away from that. That's now admitted. And so when Ivan Raiklin says Trump should take over EAS, he's absolutely right. He should take over the Countering Foreign Propaganda Disinformation Act that is still statutorily there. The funding phased out within 2 years, but it's still operating. Those are shadow networks. But as president, he has 22 days to rally the people, to rally the states with that sign of strength, taking over the EAS system, which, again, I'll be attacked for this. The deep state's already in control of the EAS. It's a lot bigger than this is an emergency broadcast. If this was a real emergency, you would tune in here for weather. Or that's the old EAS since the Cold War. That's only one part of it. This is the newer system. So Ivan, who's a constitutional recovering lawyer, as he said, he's here with us. Tell folks what you think the president should do. You've tweeted out about it as well.
So, yeah, Alex, absolutely. So the president, if you're listening, and anybody within the orbit of the president needs to activate the emergency alert system. And I'll tell you why. I agree everything what you're saying, Alex. He needs to do so in order to be able to let the nation know of all the cyber attacks that have been occurring. We're starting to see some of that come out. A few weeks ago, we saw the Treasury Department was attacked. We saw the entire U.S. government unclassified systems were attacked. So we're getting attacked by foreign adversaries, by China, potentially other countries, to include Iran and Russia. That needs to be put out in an alert via the alert system, because everything that this president is putting out is under the big tech and big media always says, oh, he's doing that in order to it's not accurate because it has something to do with the election, or he's questioning the election. So they censor him. They block him. You can't like, you can't retweet. In order to circumvent the entire big media manipulation, in order to circumvent all of big tech, like you're saying, he has one mechanism to do that and tell truth to the American public of the crisis that we're currently in. And not only are we being attacked, critical infrastructure in the U.S. government, but the nation as a whole, and part of that critical infrastructure is our electoral system. And so tonight, I argue that yesterday would have been a perfect day to start that, but this evening at 9 p.m., from tonight until January 6th in the morning, so not every single hour of the day, but in the evening, he needs to give a primetime address laying out, say, for example, tonight, day one, foreign interference and attacks on our entire national critical infrastructure. And as one of those subcomponents, he needs to bring out the Director of National Intelligence, DNI Radcliffe, as he explains what he's been able to come up with in an unclassified fashion, according to his Executive Order 13848.
Now, do you remember, just hold on for a second, we're going to keep walking through this, you're absolutely right. Do you remember 2 years ago, they got really upset when somebody in the administration used it and sent out alerts from the president, but it was on hurricanes and things. And the left freaked out and said, don't let Trump use the EAS because they're already in control of it. Like a Swiss Army knife, though, they haven't done the national address. They've just been doing, again, the orders to Google, Facebook, all of them to hard code. Folks don't know that's being hard coded by Obama and Hillary that still have control on record. That's why Brennan and Clapper are still in control. This is insane. So I totally agree. He shouldn't announce the civil emergency or the Insurrection Act right up front. The thing to do is just start communicating now with people about the country's under attack from China. That, you know, here's the examples of what happened with solar winds, and because that's what it's meant to be doing, not scaring us with fake COVID numbers, not telling us that Trump lost the election and no one is allowed to question it. They're using EAS agreements to push that.
Absolutely. So we start off with the national emergency, which is the whole reason why this system was created. It's the president's prerogative to decide what that national emergency is, and I don't think anybody can argue that. And he will be able to, through the system, communicate to all 300 and whatever it is now, 20, 30 million people in the United States, circumventing those folks that are trying to counter his narrative of truth. And under that system, he will lay it out with his executive branch, the DNI. The Secretary of the Treasury will be able to speak for a few minutes to articulate specifically what happened with the attack on the Treasury Department. And go down the list. The Secretary of Defense can talk about what the Department of Defense sees in terms of foreign adversarial attacks on the United States. So it won't just be the president. It'll be the entire cabinet as it has touch points on foreign interference. Secretary of State. And I have a spreadsheet on my pinned tweet that really outlines who each person and what role they play and what they need to articulate. The following day, so say, for example, tomorrow, the entire executive branch needs to start using under this EAS system, again, every night at 9 p.m. And then moving into tomorrow, they can cover, say, for example, Nevada. What have foreign governments done in Nevada as it applies to foreign interference in our elections? I believe Nevada was the state that submitted information on all registered individuals in that state to Pakistani intelligence services, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Nevada. Those are things that we need to know about as a country to determine whether or not we're going to have confidence at all in the outcome of this election. And not only does it educate us as a people, this entire process under the emergency alert system educates U.S. Congress in preparation for their vote on whether they're going to object or not on January 6th. Also, prior to January 6th, it educates all of your state legislatures in all of these 5-6 states that are contested to see what all the federal executive branch holdings of information is that could potentially impact their decision to recall the Biden slate of electors and incorporate this information to submit an electoral slate.
I want to stop you right there. I want to stop you right there. As wild as this sounds to people that aren't informed on it, I want to explain. I just showed people the New York Times and other publications saying the UN is in control of our emergency alert system through a UN agreement for a global pandemic. That's why it's all standardized. The president has been cut out of this because he was an outsider and didn't know. And so he must retain control and in an emergency like this, speak directly to the people. And all this is wired in to take over everything. And when they bitch about it, he goes, well, it was already there. You were already using it. He just doesn't know that. He's sitting there with all the weapons he needs to save the country.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance.
text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Ivan Raiklin is a former Green Beret commander, patriot, defense intelligence agency, lawyer, you name it. And now he has been routinely fighting super hardcore with legal strategies and plans. The president retweeted some of his work recently when he was talking about getting Pence to not certify the electors. Now that's a huge issue. Lawsuits are filed by Congressman Louie Gohmert and the Amistad group and others. So what he's saying is front and center. So let's show his Twitter for all the TV listeners, all the TV viewers, radio listeners. You're the real emergency alert system to the president. Go there and get his latest tweet talking about how Trump needs to trigger the emergency alert system and send that to the president's Twitter and to Don Jr.'s. We know that they're reading what Mr. Raiklin says. We know that General Flynn is talking to the president. We know that others are. And this sounds wild. Why? Activate the emergency system. Well, when Trump underlings were putting out basic presidential alerts 2 years ago, the New York Times and others said presidential alert goes to millions of cell phones across the U.S. Others asked, is it okay? Should he be able to do that? Well, now the WHO is in control of it. The bureaucracy is. And the president, since then, when they tested it 2 years ago, it's never been used since. And I want to explain this again. under the law, when you are on Twitter or Facebook, you see that same blue message, when it knows you're talking about COVID or you're talking about the election or other key things, it overrides it and says, no, you're going to look at this. So it's already implemented. What I've been saying is the rightful president should be using it right now. And so this is really the secret weapon, Ivan. You're absolutely right. What made you think of this? And you've got the floor to break down more of what needs to happen.
Yeah, so a couple components. The last one first, and then we'll go into the legal component. So the first one is absolutely the president is the president, regardless of how this election results, until January 20th at noon, the president of the United States, the commander in chief, is Donald J. Trump. So he has full discretion and authority to use all legal powers under the Constitution and all the laws underneath that to implement. One of those is activating this emergency. He is there primarily to defend the United States from our foreign adversaries, right? And as part of that, we are being attacked. So he needs to activate the emergency alert system, incorporate it.
But Ivan, you know it's already been alerted since 1951 when they turned it on. He has the right to already use it with these foreign cyber attacks. We're already in the emergency.
We're in the emergency now. He just hasn't implemented it yet. That's up to him to decide to do so. Now, the second component, we're talking about the legal aspect of it. So great case filed by Louis Gohmert. If you go back to December 23rd when the president retweeted the argument that if the vice president received those electors from the states that are in contest, the six states and then potentially seven with New Mexico, he, by not denying it, accepted those slates of electors because in the U.S. Code, Title III of the U.S. Code section, I can't recall right now, but I think it's in 15 or an earlier section, says that on the fourth Wednesday of December, it's incumbent upon the vice president to send a message to the secretaries of state of states that did not send a legitimate legal slate of electors. So he had the opportunity to use what's known as the Pence card, you know, version A or the first one. And by doing so, that launched a couple lawsuits that became ripe against him. So Amistad filed a lawsuit the day prior, but it wasn't ripe, in my opinion, based on my legal analysis, until the vice president refused to do anything on the 23rd. So then on the 24th, New Year's Eve, is when that lawsuit became ripe, and he is now a defendant in that case. And that's essentially saying that he was complicit in violating the Constitution, because the states violated the Constitution's Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 by not running their election according to how the legislature thereof of that state wanted to run it. And additionally, they violated the 14th Amendment of all the folks that voted legally by allowing all these fraudulent votes to be counted as part of the bottom line
number. And it set the precedent. It set the precedent. They're now saying in Georgia, they're going to just keep doing it forever now. So by the Supreme Court not acting, by Pence not acting, they're just bullying ahead with this takeover.
Right. So now you have a lawsuit by Louis Gohmert, in addition to that previous lawsuit, that talks about he is arguing that Title III of the U.S. Code Sections 5 and 15 are in violation of the 12th Amendment. Let me break that down real quick. So the 12th Amendment articulates on how a president is selected in the joint session of Congress. And it's done in a manner where if no one gets 200, in this case 270, a majority of electors that are selected by the states and transmitted to the Congress, then you go to what's known as a contingent vote. So let's assume that either the states pull back on their electors. There's different variations to this. It's a little more nuanced that we can cover in the next 5 minutes. But if no one gets a majority, then Louis Gohmert is arguing that it has to go to a contingent style election in the House, meaning one state, one vote. And under that construct, Republicans have the majority, at least 26 states as it currently stands. There's still some contests going on in different states that may keep it at 26 or bring it up to 20 states. Either way, the Republicans have the majority in the 117th Congress that's sworn in at noon on the 3rd. So Title III says if there is a contest, it goes to what the governor certifies under, I think it's Title III USC Section 5. So the tie break, if you will, if there's an objection that's made between the Senate and the House for these electors, and the Senate rules that they're going to decline those states' electors, and the House rules that they're going to accept them, meaning the Biden ones coming from these six states, who deals with that tiebreak of the two houses not agreeing whether to accept or reject those electoral slate, that electoral slate? Title III says it goes to the governor's certification. Gohmert's saying that that is unconstitutional to the 12th Amendment, the 5th Amendment due process clause, and a couple other things.
Because that takes us back to the governors agreeing to the fake mail-in ballots with the Democrats in the consent forms, and we're right back again, the legislature being cut out.
Right, so that is a great and brilliant argument. But two things I'll say. My argument that I put out on the 23rd was that, and I've subsequently created a four-page memo with analysis of these particular sections and the 12th Amendment, is that the vice president in his power as the presiding officer can at that point say, you know what, since there's a conflict in the House and the Senate on objecting to these electoral slates, I decide that the tie break's going to go to the House under the 12th Amendment's one state, one vote rule. And after that vote, assuming everyone votes on party line, they come in agreement and they agree to reject these states' electors, bringing everyone below 270 threshold, and then triggering the seventh, if you will, if they only reject six of these states, then the seventh overarching vote to determine who the president is will go to the 12th Amendment, one state, one vote ruling.
All right, Ivan, stay right there. Do five more minutes with us because you've got the memos. They're on your Twitter account, Raiklin, at Raiklin, R-A-I-K-L-I-N. Everybody needs to retweet it at the president. We need to write an article about it. We need to take this interview where we explain what EAS is, because the left's going to act like this is totally insane, a martial law. No, they have illegally used it. They're using it other than the national address, which you know Biden's going to end up using. The president has this power. People think it's abused. They try to impeaching. He has the power. He needs to use it. Biden is a Chi-Com agent. There is no other way. It is now time to do it. Back in just about 2 minutes with Ivan Raiklin. And we'll talk about what else the president can do, because Biden clearly stole this, okay? But it's worse than that. But it's worse than that because he's a Chi-Com agent, so it doesn't matter one way or the other. This is a takeover, and they're planning another lockdown. This is totally insane. Now, briefly, we're funded by listener support. We bring you great products, show that you want to order them again. This was a bestseller. It's been sold out for 3-4 months. Activated charcoal, non-fluoride, non-aspartame, concentrated toothpaste developed by my dad. He's a dentist. It's excellent. It's extremely high quality. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off, sold out for months. And then Pollen Block. This was developed in France. They discovered people that ate these certain type of quail eggs, they had a certain diet, didn't have as bad an allergies. And it's well known, it's documented, there's major studies out on it. It works for most people, doesn't work for everybody. For me, it works better than, you know, antihistamines and things. It's been sold out for 8 months because of the COVID lockdowns in Europe. We couldn't get it. But now we got a part of the shipment we put in like 10, 11 months ago, but we've been sold out for 8 months. A limited supply. I know it's very popular. People love it. It's back in stock. Pollen Block, InfoWarsStore.com. What else is back? Winter Sun, the vitamin D3 with vitamin K, taken under the tongue. It's essential for all your body's metabolic systems, particularly your immune system. Everybody needs to be on vitamin D3 supplementation. Children, adults, especially old people, take it under the tongue for better absorption, or just drink it down. Actually tastes sweet. That is Winter Sun, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. So, Pollen Block, the activated charcoal toothpaste from Dr. Jones Naturals, and more. All back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.